Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Miss Stevens?
Yes, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Aubrey with Local Splash. We actually spoke a while back.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I hope you're getting ready for Labor Day weekend.
Yes, trying. What's going on, sweetie?
Yeah, so I was actually calling. So the last time we spoke, we talked about a specific pricing, right? The $149.
Right.
So
that's
I was
what my
able.
Girlfriend has.
Exactly. So what I did for you here is I went ahead and talked to my regional manager, okay? And we can get you that $149 pricing. The only thing
okay.
we have to do is verify your constituents, your girlfriend's business that she's working with us.
Yes.
Because what that does is that gets her a credit as well, and then we can get you locked in at that price. Okay?
Sure.
All right. Excellent. So is it possible, let me pull this up here, because I can actually go ahead and get that verified for you here really quickly. What is the name of the business? Your
it's
friend's business.
Psychic, yes, yeah, a psychic reader as well. And she's in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Okay. So the name of the business is Psychic Reader?
It should just be Psychic Reader. I could call her to find out exactly. But it should just be under Psychic Reader. It's on Grand Street.
Okay, let's see. Grand Street.
Yeah, I can give you the exact address.
Okay, whenever you're ready. Mm-hmm.
Sure. It is, I have my glasses on. It is, hold on, let me blow it up. It's 494 Grand Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11211.
Okay, Brooklyn, New York. Okay, 494 Grand Street. Okay, so is that the Williamsburg Psychic Vision and Life Coach?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right, so let me go ahead and put that in here and see if we have her. And she's currently working with us, correct?
Yes. She actually wanted to tell me about it. She actually did it for herself and for someone else. She actually helped get it as well.
Okay, perfect. So let me see here. Give me one moment. Okay. Okay, perfect. So I do have it here. So they do have an account with us. Excellent. So I can go ahead and apply that credit here for you. Now, is this something that you wanted to get started today or?
Yes, definitely. We could do that today.
Okay. So let me go ahead and pull back up your account here. Give me one moment. Okay, there we are. Okay, let me go ahead and apply that
and
here for you. And did you have...
Like she did, what she took photos of her crystals, her shop, like things like that to have up on her ad. I don't know if we could do the same way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
And that's
photos.
Actually... Oh, yeah, definitely. So let me actually go ahead and send you over the... Google verification. So that's what you'll use for your pictures. So, you know, before, after pictures, if you happen to do any of those, invoicing, workplace, things like that. Okay. Business cards and all that good stuff.
Perfect.
All right. Let me send that over to you now. There we go. Okay.
the local splash this week that was telling me about. They called me back. Where's some glasses? You see them in here?
No, I didn't see your glasses.
Oh, right. And then what is a good email for you so I can send over that Google page for you?
Sure. It is mkings806@gmail.com. So M is Mary King, K-I-N-G, @gmail.com.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and verify. Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send that over to you here. This is what you, there'll be a link inside of it. It'll be the link to send your pictures and things like that to the team, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then just so I can make sure your first name is correct, that's Danielle, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and that's D-A-N-I-E-L, or is it I-E-L-L-E?
Okay. I-E-L.
Oh, L, just one L? Okay.
No, two L's. It's D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E.
Okay, perfect. And then Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N-S?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, so let me resend that Google page because that'll have the correct spelling there.
And then I want it just to be set up as psychic tarot card reader and advisor.
Okay. And is that like LL, is that the name of the business?
That's usually how I advertise it, is just psychic tarot card reader and advisor, because that's usually the words people use to look you up.
Gotcha. Okay. So wonderful thing. Since we do use your keywords, you'll be able to be found as soon as anybody types in psychic or, you know, readings, cards, tarot, anything like that. So we do need the actual business name just to make sure everything is squared away for you.
Look at what I'm under right now. Let me Google myself. Hold on. And I'll tell you what I'm under. I don't know if I'm under Barnegat Psychic or if I'm just under psychic. Hold on. Over here up under psychic tarot card and palm reader. That's what I'm under at Google as it is.
Okay. Psychic tarot card and palm reader, you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And is there an LLC or anything at the end of that?
No.
Okay. Right, and then the address.
The address is 307 South Main Street, Barnegat, New Jersey, 08005.
Okay, and that's Barnegat, B-A-R-N-E-G-A-T, right?
Yep, B-A-R-N-E-G-A-T, correct.
Okay, perfect. And the only reason I was able to spell that is because I happened to pass by a place like that a couple of years ago.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So it's just Barnegat, right? Not Barnegat Township?
Barnegat Township, yeah. You go Barnegat Township.
Okay. Gotcha. Township. Let me make sure that updates here for you. Okay, perfect. Okay, and did you receive the Google verification in your email, just to make sure you receive that?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay,
from local
perfect.
Class. Yes. I've got a thing from Local Splash. That's all I needed.
Excellent. Yep, that's the only thing you need there. So you'll be able to send that over. Oops, sorry about that. Okay, excellent. So, yeah, you can send your pictures and things like that into that link. There should be a link inside
probably
that email.
Probably Tuesday or Wednesday I'll do that.
Okay. You said Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll probably do it during the week, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to get the credit applied to your account here. Just give me one moment. Okay. Let me make sure that applies here. Okay, perfect. The 149 package, excellent. Okay, and then the only thing we have to do here now is just go ahead and create your profile for you here. So we do already have your name, number, and then we have to create a security question for you. Just as an added layer of security, just because with improved visibility, you do get contacted by third parties that aren't Local Splash. And just in case the you know, somebody does call, we give that security question. You're the only one with the answer. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so give me one moment here. Okay, perfect. So you have three to choose from. Okay, you have your pet's name, city you were born in, or mother's maiden name.
City I was born in.
Okay, excellent.
Nobody knows that.
Perfect security question. All right, and then just go ahead and spell it out for me.
Oh, you want me to spell it? I don't know if I can spell it. I should not look at my birth certificate. It's Maslin, Ohio.
Okay, so just to take a swing at it, right? Just correct me if I'm wrong. You said Maslin, right? So M-A-S-T-L-I-N-E?
That's what I would think it is. Without looking at having to look for my birth certificate, I think that's it.
Okay. Just in case... you know, we do have the incorrect spelling. Just go ahead and write it down, and unless you're, and like, I mean, if you're going to remember it, that's fine too. But just in case, because if you, you know, if we get the security question and you're going to look at your, yeah.
So then let's do something. Now, would they ask me to spell it when I have to answer the security question?
Well, I mean, like, we have to type in the answer. So, like, if you say Maslin and the person types in. Yeah, they have to know how to spell it.
So then let's do my mom's maiden name then.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then can you spell that one for me?
Yes. M-C-G-I-L-L. So M is in Mary, C is in cat, G is in girl, I is in India, L-L.
Okay. M-C-G-I-L-L. Perfect. Let me save that here for you. All right. Excellent. Let me make sure that's stuck. Let me refresh that for you. Okay. Wonderful. And then the only thing left here to do is to go ahead and put in the card information for you. Now, is that like a MasterCard or a Visa?
Visa card.
Visa? Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then the card number.
Sure. It is 4839-5040-6262-0877.
Okay. So just to make sure I have this correct, that is 4839-5040-6262-0877.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. And then the expiration month and year?
Oh, my glasses are so hard to see. It looks like it's April 29.
2029. Okay. Perfect. And then the security code.
Let me take a picture. I'll give you the security code. Let me take a picture of expiration date and blow it up. 270. Hold on. Let me blow this up.
270.
I can't find my glasses.
Trust me, when I don't have my contacts in, I'm the same way.
don't get old. Security code is 278.
Okay, perfect.
And the expiration is 425.
425. Okay, perfect. All right, and then the address is the same, right, for the... The
yep.
card as it is for the business? Okay, perfect.
Yep, 307 South Main Street.
All right, excellent. And then that is a Bernegat Township. Township. Okay. And that is New Jersey. And then what is the zip code one more time for me?
08005.
08005. Okay, let me go ahead and update that here for you. All right, excellent. Now, before I do process the payment here, I'm going to walk you through what's called our voice verification recording. The reason being is because I do have you on a discounted agreement, which will be added into your invoice for you. So it's an added form of protection. Okay?
Okay.
So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, if I'm talking too fast, do not hesitate to stop me and have me rephrase it for you, okay?
Sure.
All right. So here we go. So welcome to the Local Splashes voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Psychic Tarot Card Reader.
Okay, and then please state your name and title within the business.
Danielle Stevens, owner.
Okay, perfect. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, and you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get the results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, which, of course, is why we provided you a security question and answer. So if it is coming from Local Splash, you'll know it's not another company. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? That'll be our 877
yes.
number. Okay, excellent. So go ahead and save our 877 number as Local Splash
That's
in your contact.
That's the number you called me from, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And then hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry?
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So your initial payment for the term and account setup will be charged as of today. So that'll be August 30th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $149. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th of each month in the amount of $149. Okay, this will be a recurring payment.
Right.
Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Same number, 877. We make everything real easy for you. You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. Excellent. So give me one moment. Let me go ahead and process this for you here. Okay, so you may be receiving a text message from your bank.
Okay.
That we went to go process that. Just go ahead and say yes or confirm whatever the little text message tells you there. Just let me know when you've done that.
Okay, let me see. It might be on my other phone. Let me check. Just went up and grab it. You got your phone? Is there any text in there? No, I didn't get anything yet, huh?
Okay, so you didn't get like an email or a text or anything like that from your bank?
I would usually get a text from them, and I don't.
Okay, so give me one moment.
So I usually don't. With this card, I usually don't, because it's like a credit card.
Gotcha. Okay. Only because we got the message that usually means that your bank stopped the payment in order to make sure that it's confirmed for you. So just give me one moment to see if that's the case here, okay?
If not, I could give you, I could give you a different card.
Okay. No problem. We'll just try it one more time for you, okay? Okay. Yeah, so it's being blocked by that card. So not a problem. Let me just go ahead and bring this back up for you here.
Yeah,
and then whenever you're ready.
Yep, whenever
you're ready.
The card downstairs, give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to use the red rebuckle.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I just paid that card yesterday. That might be why.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Over,
that
when
does
you
happen.
Do the online banking and you pay it over the phone, it doesn't go immediate.
Right.
Because usually I pay it when I go into the bank, and I haven't went to the bank, so I just paid it over the phone. So sometimes it's the holiday weekend, it might not show till Monday. I mean, Tuesday.
Gotcha.
So let's try this card. If not, we might have to wait to run it again on Tuesday. Hold on. All right. Here is American Express card. Tell me when you're ready.
Oh, yeah. Let me go ahead and choose American Express. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Sure. It's like Capital One American Express. Not that makes a difference. 379-36-03-83-71-071.
All right. So just to make sure I got it right, 379-36-03-83-71071.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And those come with a 4-digit security code, I'm sure.
Yep. 7377.
And then the expiration.
11/26.
November of 2026. All right, let me confirm that here. Okay. And you said that's American Express, right?
Yeah, it's the Capital One American Express card.
Okay.
Credit One American Express card, sorry.
All right, so give me one moment here, because that's giving me an inconsistent number, so give me one moment.
I could read it to you again if I need to. Found my glasses, so I might have messed up on a number. I could take a picture and blow it up if we need to.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and try to enter it again just in case, because I also might have gotten a number off maybe.
Okay, tell me when you're ready.
I am ready.
3-7. 9-3 563-03-83-7170. Take a picture and make sure that's right. Okay, read it back to me.
Okay. Nope, it put all X's. Okay. Give me one moment. Gracious me. Okay. So let's try that one more time. I do apologize. It put the security okay. on there, so you know how it X's out all the numbers there. So go ahead and okay. one more time for me.
Sure. 37.
37.
93.
93.
63.
63.
03.
03.
83.
83.
I'm sorry.
3.
6. Well, I can't talk. 630383. You got that?
630383.
Mm-hmm. 71.
71.
0.
0.
71.
71. Okay, so let me go ahead and read that back to you here just to make sure. So that is
37-93-63-03-83-71-071. Yes.
Okay, so let's go ahead and try to update that here. There we go. All right. Perfect.
Probably missing a number because I can't see.
Again, happens to be all the time without my contacts. Okay. So give me one moment. I'll go ahead and run that for you here. Give that one moment. It's processing for you. Okay, wonderful. So that did go through for you here. Now, you should be receiving a text message or an email in just a few seconds. So that'll have your terms of experience. Just let me know when you receive that. That'll be local splash terms of experience. We can go over that here with you really quickly.
Local splash support, and I think I also got a text. Hold on. Those are the emails. And then I got... Local splash welcome. Danielle,
that should be the one.
Like that. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent. So at the bottom of the page here, you'll see two boxes. So this will outline the services that we do have, okay, as well as an invoice for you for everything that we did discuss. That'll be near
okay.
the bottom there. At the bottom, you'll see the two boxes. Just go ahead and get those filled in and then click the confirmed for me.
I just have, there's not two boxes in the text. It just says, local slash welcome, local slash Danielle to get your Google business profile. And it gave me a URL, a website
okay, so that's,
to click.
Gotcha. So that's the Google verification I sent you earlier. You should have received
so
an email.
So let me check another email. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Okay, the emails that I got so far is local slash internal invoice, local slash welcome, and action needed. Okay, so what do you want me to
do? No, that's the one. Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead, and then you should see the link that'll take you to our terms of experience for you.
Let's fill out the form here. Okay. I just want me to sign in with my email, a Google thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so you'll see it all the way at the bottom there. So is that the initial invoice? Just to make sure we have everything correct for you.
No, I'll go through the first four. I don't know which one you want. There's four emails from you. One says local / support. Action needed.
So it'll say initial invoice.
Okay, initial invoice. I click it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Now what do you want me to fill out? What am I filling out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's just the invoice.
On the fifth line there, it'll say click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Click here, yes. Okay.
Not right.
Okay, check that.
Now there's the two boxes at the bottom. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect.
I see. Okay. Now what? Confirm.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
All right. Perfect. Now,
username and password.
So that should have been texted over to you as well. I'm not sure if you see that there. The username will always be the phone number for the business. And then the password is auto generated, and that'll be texted over to you as well.
Let me see if it was text to me. Hold on.
So it'll be net Google, all lowercase. That should be the randomly generated password for you.
So it's my phone number, and then net, N-E-T,
mm-hmm.
And then Google, G-O-G-L-E?
G-O-O-G-L-E, mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on, let me spell it again. Spell it for me, N-E-T, go ahead.
G-O-O-G-L-E, that's all one word and all lowercase.
Okay, let's see. And my phone number is 609-622-8775.
Correct. No periods, dashes, or dots.
Yeah, I'm trying to log in. It said invalid. I don't know why.
Okay. So not a problem there. We will be able to get that all handled for you. It might just be, you know, I just haven't generated for you yet. Not a problem.
Okay.
So the only thing we have left to do here is get your client interview set up. So that's just a quick 20-minute, 25-minute call information and get some things set up for you, okay? So we do have that available for, let me see, Tuesday. Okay. And we do have a slot for any time between 10 and let's see, we have 10 o'clock, we have 11 o'clock, 11 and 12, 12 and 1. So we do, you know, pretty much just hourly increments, right? So we have anywhere between
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is
1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Between 1 and 2? Okay.
Yeah, that's
good. All right, excellent. So give me one moment here.
That's on Tuesday, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and you'll get a text and an email 1 hour before your appointment just to make sure you're ready, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then give me one moment because you're also going to receive an email for your client interview from me in just a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me one moment here and get you all set up. Okay, it's 929. All right. So you should be receiving that email in just a couple of seconds. Let me know when you receive that, okay?
Okay.
So that'll say local splash CIEN, okay? And that'll have your name and your phone number in there. All right, and that just serves as pretty much a placeholder for you, okay?
Okay, I didn't get anything yet.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, are you seeing that now? You should be seeing that here.
Not yet. Let me check my junk mail, maybe.
Okay.
Yes, I got it now. Okay, what are you going to do for this? Just reply.
Oh, nothing. Yeah, just be available on that day, and we'll handle everything for you there. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Awesome. Do you have any other questions for me?
Nope, that's it.
All right, excellent. Well, I do hope you enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We look forward to working
good
with you.
Okay? Great, sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Good night.
Good night.